So I've done quite a series of stories, and the Flores twins, Kinkato, Rudy Rangel, El Chapo, the Four Corners Hustlers gang, and their RICO indictment, all taking place out of Chicago. Now, the latest action in the Flores brothers case involves them getting out of prison early. Now, as a quick recap, for those of you not super familiar, the Flores twins were two twin brothers from Chicago, Mexican. Their father kind of inducted them into the drug business when they were young, and by about the age of 20, they were two of the bigger cocaine wholesalers in Chicago, and they ended up getting indicted around 04. And first they fled Illinois and ended up in Mexico, where they made contact directly with El Chapo, and they went on to send El Chapo about $800 million in the course of about 3 or 4 years. And then they got indicted again, I think in 08, and they ended up hiding out with El Chapo for a while, and then became two of the biggest informants against El Chapo. And one of their wives' name was Valerie, and Valerie had been the wife of a guy named Baby D, who was a Satan Disciple gang member in Chicago, who at one point was one of the big guys in Chicago, and then he went down, and then she got with Kinkato, Rudy Rangel, who was a Latin King gang leader, and once he got killed, she ended up with one of the Flores brothers. And in some of my earlier pieces, I talked about probably that the hit on Rudy Rangel was paid for by the Flores brothers because he didn't pay them for about $150 kilo load. But and the federal government, I kind of got that from reading the indictments in the Four Corner Hustler case, where one of the murders alleged against LaBar, Broman, Span was from, was said to be Kinkato Rangel and assumed to have been paid for by the Flores twins. But some new information I've been getting is that Kinkato, think of him as a high level Debo, where maybe he owed a lot of people money and there's no telling where the hit came from. And Valerie has reached out, and we're trying to arrange maybe like a Zoom interview from her, wherever she is, in witness protection, because she doesn't like how I intimated that, you know, she went, got with probably the person that caused her husband, Kinkato, to be killed, and then she went and married him. So hopefully we'll be talking to her in the next few days. So Pedro and Margarito Flores entered into this big plea agreement with the feds, and they had to turn over a bunch of money, and I think they got about 11-year prison term, or 14 years, which is ending now, or ended in, I think, sometime in 2020. And one was trying to get out a little bit early because of COVID, like so many other people. And then the federal government started saying that they had been stashing money. When you make a plea arrangement with the feds, you have to tell them everything. So even things they don't know about, say they think you killed 8 people and you're going to turn against John Gotti, well, you have to say, oh, no, actually, well, I killed 11. Let me tell you about these other 3, because if you don't and it comes out later, they will break your witness protection deal and charge you with the crimes you didn't tell them about, as in the case of Cadillac Frank Salemi, a mobster out of Boston. You can read about on Gangster Report. Cadillac Frank flipped. He was a boss in Boston, and he flipped, and he didn't mention a murder that he committed, or the feds say he committed, and the feds grabbed him and charged him and convicted him of it, took him out of witness protection. He's back in regular prison. He's 88 years old, serving a life sentence, and the feds maybe think that the Flores twins didn't turn in all the money they had access to, and that their wives would be complicit in the money laundering. Who knows if there's going to be some new charges. And I think one of El Chapo's guys is going through his own trial now, and he's alleging that the Flores twins did some deals with him after they were in federal custody and had made their deal. So they were doing deals from witness protection, which sounds, I don't know if it's true, but you know, that might sound unbelievable, but let's reference the case of white boy Rick Wershe and Lorenzo Fat Cat Nichols out of Queens, two guys who found themselves housed together in witness protection. And Fat Cat's sons, this is would have been in, I don't know, the late 90s or something, or early 2000s, Fat Cat's son was involved in stealing luxury automobiles on the outs and re-tagging them. And Rick supposedly sold a few of those cars to people he knew in Detroit. Because, you know, in witness protection where Fat Cat and white boy Rick were at, which Sammy the Bull was also at that same place, you know, they had constant access to the phone, so they were wheeling and dealing from witness protection and caught a case, and that's how white boy Rick got put out of witness protection and ended up back in Michigan State Prison. Oh no, it wouldn't have been the late 90s, it'd have been more mid-2000s or something. So those sorts of things happen. So Valerie's reached out to through some intermediaries, and hopefully you guys will get to see me talking to Kinkato Ringel's former wife, and she's now the wife of one of the Flores twins, and it'd be really interesting to get a woman's perspective, her and her sister-in-law, the woman who's married to the other Flores twin. They have a book out called Cartel Wives. Go buy that. They did a big publicity run. They're really embedded in the narco cultura. You know, it's there's a reality show some you may have seen, Cartel Crew or something. That whole lifestyle of, I mean, it's really like a total worship of money above everything and buying luxury goods. And I think one of the Flores twins gave his wife a new Bentley right around the time when they made the plea agreement or right after it, which obviously, where do you get the money for a Bentley when you're in witness protection? If I remember correctly, it's such a big melange of names and dates and et cetera. So, Flores twins update. I don't know if they're out or not. They might be, they might not be. They're due to be out, but there could be some new pending charges against them and or the women in their life, and hopefully we'll be talking to Valerie soon, so stay tuned. That whole world beyond the crime part of it, the personal stuff of, like, you know, it's one thing to be a drug addict and sell drugs, or to be poor and sell drugs, or to get sucked into a certain level, but boy, when you are moving at the level where you're getting, and at that level, those guys, like the Flores twins, I guess, were kidnapped a few times. I know people, Cavario talks about in a story we have up, his uncle being kidnapped. Big drug dealers are being kidnapped and ransomed all the time. It's a pretty scary sounding life to be at the upper echelons. Pretty much, you know, everybody tells on each other. Everybody's jacking for position, you know. Lots of women like and are willing to be purchased some luxury goods maybe that came from illicit assets, but it's a whole other thing of, like, there's not many women that can really be married to a big person in the underworld. So those women tend to marry another guy or be with another guy that's from that world. And it's pretty interesting. It's like, the cartel stuff is almost more like Game of Thrones than it is the Italian Mafia, because Italian Mafia, while they do have inner family and intra-family problems, you know, as we know, some of these families are 50, 70, 100 years old. The Mafia itself in the U.S. is over 100 years old, and in Sicily it's maybe going on, 200 years old, and its structure persists, but you know, a much different phenomenon down in Mexico. And they actually, in a way, seem a little, well, it's bigger and there's more people involved than the Colombian stuff in the 80s. And I'm going to do something on the Ochoa brothers soon. I calculated that Jorge Ochoa, who was in charge of logistics for the Medellin cartel, was involved in the smuggling of over 1 billion grams of cocaine and served 5 years in prison, and he's a free guy in Spain right now. And so be on the lookout for me and Valerie. She has some choice words for me, but that's fine. Hopefully I can bring that to you real soon. Our Profit American Dope.